Recently, I made a big purchase and I felt really anxious afterwards. And this is not the first time that that happened, so I had to look into it. And apparently, it's a thing. It's called buyer's remorse. So, buyer's remorse is a feeling of regret or anxiety after making a purchase. I don't totally relate to the regret part. It's not like I regret my purchase, this is not like an impulse buy or anything. I really thought about this really well. But I still felt totally anxious about it. And it got me thinking about our relationships with money in our 20s, because our 20s are kind of the first time where we're making serious money and we're spending serious money, right? And it seems like everyone's spending and earning in a different way. It just got me thinking that my relationship with money is not its best, even though I'm 26 now and it's definitely improved, but I think I'm not alone when I say that I'm still working on my relationship with money. So I want to dive into that today. So I read this article about why we get buyer's remorse, why we are left with that anxious feeling, and it mentioned three things that caught my eye. Number one was cognitive dissonance, probably pronouncing that totally wrong. Number two is FOMO, and number three is self-doubt. Number one, the cognitive dissonance. It talks about how when we are thinking of making a purchase, or when we make a purchase, we think about all the positive things. We think about all the positive things that that item or thing is going to bring us. We rarely think about the drawbacks or the negatives of it. And once you make that purchase, at some point the novelty wears off and you start to think about the drawbacks and the negative things that come with it. Number two is FOMO, and I think that refers to the idea that there's so much stuff out there right now, and we need to make a choice. Like, if you buy a sweater, there could have been 10 other sweaters you could have bought, but you chose to buy that one sweater. And you might feel FOMO because you're like, I don't know what life would be like if I bought the other sweater. And number three is the idea of like questioning your own self-doubt, questioning your decision-making skills, and thinking, did I really need this? Could I spend the money somewhere else? Is this a good decision? Am I making the right decision? I think that this all has to do with the fact that in our 20s is kind of or at least for a lot of us, in our 20s is the first time we start actually making serious money. And like, even though I can always ask my parents or friends for advice, I feel like at some point it comes down to you. You know what I mean? Like, when you're a kid, your mom will kind of convince you, like, don't buy that candy, buy this candy because this is better or whatever. But like, you come to a point where you have to start making those decisions yourself. And financial decisions can be scary sometimes. It's also different when you know that you've worked so hard to make that money, right? It's different if someone hands me $1,000 and I buy something with it. I don't think I would have the same buyer's remorse or the same anxious feeling I would get if I worked hard for those $1,000 and I spend it on something. You treat things different. You treat your decisions or your materials different if you know you've worked hard for that money. My relationship with money is not at its healthiest. And why do I say that? And I say that because I like to hold on to money. Okay, saving money is my Roman Empire. Okay, I love holding on to money. And I always thought that was a good thing, right? I always thought that if I had a lot of money in my saving account, like that's a flex. And the older I got and the more I learned about money, the more I realized that that's not a flex. You should be letting that money, of course, you should always have something saved up, in case something happens. But there is such thing as saving up too much. Instead of having the money make more money for you or in investing it in something, it's just getting dusty over there. I think that I really got hit with that in the face the moment I realized that nowadays, I don't know how it is with other countries, but in the Netherlands, if you have a savings account, you used to, how do you call that? The bank would pay you to put money in your savings account. Now you're paying the fucking bank to put money in your savings account at a certain point. But that just made me realize, like, putting money in your, having too much money and being afraid to spend money is also for a long time I thought that the more money I saved up the better, and I think to a certain extent it's good to have a safety. You never know if your dishwasher or whatever is going to break next month, but there is definitely such thing as being afraid to let it go. That also has something to do with the education we get around money, because I mean, yeah, I learned a bit about money in like economics class or something. It's different now. Like, people are always like, you should invest the money. I'm like, I know, but in what? You know, and it's all about education, right? It's all about like educating yourself on these topics. But I think that that also has an effect on why some of us might be afraid to spend money, is because we just weren't educated on how to spend it right. Now, I think my relationship with money got challenged, especially when I quit my full-time job. When I was working full-time, I told myself, okay, I'll allow myself to quit if I have a certain amount in my savings. Saving came very natural to me, so that was no issue. I reached that saving goal very quickly. And that just made me feel safe over my decision to quit, right? Because I felt like whatever happens with my freelance jobs now, whatever, if even if I don't make money, I can still sustain myself and pay rent and all those things. Seeing that number drop was scary. And I think now, being a freelancer in the sense of like, I don't know what's gonna happen next month, is really scary. And I thought I could never do it. I remember growing up when I was still studying, I just thought that like being an entrepreneur sounds like the worst fucking thing. Like having a not stable income sounds like a fucking nightmare to me. Please. Like, but I think me stepping out of my comfort zone and not having that, like every month just not knowing what the fuck is gonna happen, challenged my relationship with money in a positive way. I figured that on the spending side, and my relationship with money in general, had a lot to do with limiting beliefs. I think the issue in my relationship with money, I still don't believe I deserve money. I don't always feel like I deserve to have nice things, to buy nice things. I don't, in being in the freelance space, even challenged that aspect even more, because I have to save my rates, you know? Luckily, I have a manager that helps me with that. But like, when you need to negotiate what your work is worth, that challenges your limiting belief, right? And I think that's the moment where I realized that I have this limiting belief. I have this feeling of, oh, I don't deserve this money. I don't deserve to get paid to do this. I'm not good enough. And I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to change that into accepting that I'm capable of achieving financial success. And I do deserve this. I do deserve money. I deserve to earn money. And I deserve to spend money. I deserve to have nice things. And that's where I'm at, honestly. I'm at the stage where I realize where the issue is. And I'm still working on that issue. But I think knowing it's there, knowing why I have this anxious feeling, knowing why I have buyer's remorse, it's just because I don't think I deserve it. I don't think I deserve it. And I need to work on that. I need to convince myself that I do deserve this. And if you're hearing this and you relate to this, then I want to say, like, you deserve this. You deserve to earn money. And you deserve to spend it. You deserve to have nice things. And the thing about being in your 20s, right, is that everyone's priorities lie somewhere else. And I think comparison can definitely get the best of us in that, right? I feel like everyone's spending money in a different way. One person is buying a house. The other person is spending money on traveling. There's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. But that again can create that FOMO as well. You're like, oh, I need to make a choice right now. Do I spend it on this or spend it on that? No, there's so many fucking choices. There's so many ways to spend our money, especially if it's money you worked fucking hard for. It's hard when you see all these options and when you see everyone doing something else. Recently, I realized with my big purchase, for example, my big purchase had to do with my career or my dreams. It definitely has to do with me wanting to chase my dreams because I bought a camera. It got me thinking that like, I feel like I'm all in on making my dreams reality. That means I need to sacrifice other things, right? Like sometimes I see people, for example, buying a house or going to a really fancy restaurant multiple times a week. And I don't want to say that I can't do any of that, but like, I'm kind of making a choice. And even though it's super fulfilling and I know that this is what I want to do, sometimes it's hard. It's hard as well because not everyone will understand, right? There were definitely moments in the past where I couldn't afford to go out for fucking drinks again, you know, in that fancy place with my friends, and I had to say no. And there were definitely people in my life at that time that didn't understand that, that felt like I was letting them down. And on one hand, I understand, right? I made a choice, but sometimes it hurt, and it felt lonely. It felt lonely sometimes, and it felt wrong. It felt, I think that's when the buyer's remorse was even more heavier, right? When you have people telling you that you're not spending your money right, right? That makes it even worse. But okay, to close off this episode, very vulnerable episode. I don't know why, but you know something, you know, your relationship with money is not at its best when you don't feel totally comfortable talking about money. But I want to be honest. I want to be honest because I feel like not talking about money enough growing up definitely didn't always have the best impact on the relationship I have with money now. But I'm trying to think of like an advice to end this episode with, but honestly, I'm still trying to figure it out. And I hope that you know you're worthy and you deserve financial success, and you deserve not to feel anxious after purchasing something that you know you worked hard for and you deserve. I also want to just say I'm not feeling my best at the moment. It is freezing outside, and luckily there's a bit of sun today, but I just feel like I feel fat. I feel like my acne has been at its worst it's been in like 10 years. I feel lonely, but at the same time, I need to be alone to create, and I love creating. I am at an interesting place, so I just wanted to put that out there, because I feel like my last few episodes have been very much like, go for it, start, chase your dreams, and definitely do that. But I want to show that it also sometimes sucks, and you can also have a bad day, right? Okay, so that's it for this week's episode. Please rate the podcast on Spotify. Spotify Wrapped is out, and I can't believe the numbers of people having my podcast as your number one podcast. It is insane. I'm just over the moon, and it means a lot to me that you guys trust me with your time and trust me to be the voice talking to you in your ear every week. I love you guys so much, and I will speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye.